A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October the 13th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the crackdown on vendors.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we also want to welcome our Radio 2 TV viewers around the world. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crackdown on vendors.
This week, RARE launched an operation court named Restore Order, which it alleges is aimed at decongesting the city and bringing order and sanity in the CBD. The local authority is working with the Minister of Local Government, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, and all law enforcement agents in implementing this operation.
The operation is a directive from President Robert Mugabe. Mr. Mugabe, in an address to ZANU-PF youths at the weekend, ordered vendors to vacate the streets, describing them as filthy. And he further said, and I quote, "Harare is filthy. There is garbage all over the city, and vendors are everywhere, even in the streets, causing chaos and disturbing the smooth flow of traffic. We have failed and must come up with a plan."
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077. Izulukandaba lamta sikhulu bangkhona ukwenzakala eHarare sizwa ukuthi abathenga bethengisa impahla bayagijinyiswa kunyongaza kubonakale kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi bake bagijinyiswa ngesikhathi esanda kwedlula singazi kobulawayo kumbe egweru kumbe ngaphi kwezinye indawo ukuthi kuhamba njani kodwa eHarare sebesusiwe ama-vendors kodwa imbiko esiyitholayo ukuthi abanye sebebuyele basusiwe izolo babuyele namhlanje so ke vele kungani sokuyahlala kunjalo siyakhumbula ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe uthe basuswe ngoba bangcolisa idolobho so kunjalo kwemfoti
wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvekubviswa kwevanotengesa mumigwagwa yeHarare asi vakawanda vanofungidzira kuti zvichaendawo kune mamwe madhorobha aka akasike kutanga hurumende ichimboedza kuita izvi asi chitadza kubudirira nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vatereri vedu kuti munoonawo sei nyaya iyoyi dhorobha reHarare rinotatotanga icho chirongwa icho chichi richibvisa vese vari kutengesa mumigwagwa nemishikashika iya nedzimwe dzimotokari dzirimo imomomo mumigwagwa vachitiwo vada kuchenesa guta vachazovakira vanhu ivavava kwekuti vange vachienda kunotengesera kwakaita sekunana Coca-Cola uko ndokunenge kuendeswa vamwe vacho nedzimwe nzvimbo dziri mudhorobha reHarare asi vamwe vari kuti izvi panguva inoyi hazvinyatsoshande nekuti vanhu vakawanda munyika havana mabasa nekudaro ukada kuvabvisa mumigwagwa panogona kuita matambudziko ndo zviri kupa kuti vanhu vapedzisira voita wakitsi nagonzo nemapurisa mudhorobha eGibbs
kula vantu ke lapa vasibhalele sibili kakhulu vetinga uvakwazi kuti kati vhele kuenzakalani kona ngale eHarare so ke omunye njalo usithumezele umlayezelo kona manje zama kuti mvuli foni yami ye uti ungisisonke Ndlovu uti vendors are on the streets because akula msebenzi elizweni eZimbabwe ilizwe selifile sitshontshile yini so uyabuza ukuthi kambe abantu batshontshe yini wokume kufaka ngithi uti sitshontshe yini so esitshela lapho ukuthi ke abantu bangatshontsha kumbe benzeni ngoba ukuthi bathengisa impahla emgwaqweni yikho phela okumele bakwenze ngoba kula msebenzi elizweni kuzobuya ke lo myundo lapho uthi ngujabo uthi ye siyakuzilizwa basakazi kodwa ke ongani uhlupho lukhona ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kasikhangeli thina, usikhangelela phansi njalo wenza into ezingayisizo. Siyakuzwa Jabu khona ngapho la uyalibeka elakho. So Jabulani saying, you know, things are not well and the government doesn't care about them. So the same applies with Sisonke Ndlovu, who says vendors are on the streets because of what the government has done. It has failed actually to create some jobs. So I don't know whether we've got a person there.
Of course, we have our first guest. Let's first introduce him, Mr. Dennis Juru of the International Cross Border Traders Association. He's the president. Mr. Juru, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Blessing? How are you? Is it
Gibbs?
Gibbs, yeah. How are you, Gibbs? How are you to the listeners?
Thank you much. Of course, I was joking with him yesterday that there must only be one president, you know, like what Idi Amin said. We can't have Mr. Juru. Also, masquerading as the president, right, Mr. Juru? We might have to change your constitution so that you become the chairman.
I think we have to do that.
Thank you so much. Of course, before, stay on the line, Mr. Juru. We tried to get in touch, of course, with the mayor of Harare, Mr. Bernard Manyenye, and unfortunately, we were not successful. But the good news is that we actually have a statement, a press statement from the Harare City Council, that is from the office of the acting town clerk, Josephine Ngube. And this is what the City Council is saying about this operation. They are saying the city of Harare has developed a framework for inner city renewal, which is aimed at decongesting the city and bringing order and sanity in the central business district. In the implementation of the first phase of the framework, the city of Harare has resolved to embark on an intensive exercise to bring order and sanity in the CBD and other affected areas in light of the unprecedented levels of chaos prevailing in the city. The second phase of the inner city renewal framework will start with a stakeholders meeting on Wednesday, 18th October, at a townhouse. Of course, the meeting will focus on developing a planning and economic framework for the CBD and coming up with strategies for organized economic activity in the CBD. And they are also saying the development of proper facilities for SMEs and the large modern markets is a priority area, with the first one being constructed by CBZ at Corner Cripps Road and Seke Road. And they also say they talk about voter vendors registration, and they say the Harare City Council recognizes the important role played by the informal sector in the national economy, especially during this period when our country is facing macroeconomic challenges. We accept that the informal sector is critical in income generation, but there is need to balance that with order, compliance with bylaws, and respecting formal businesses that contribute to the development of the country through payment of taxes. We'll read more of this later, but essentially that is the position of the Harare City Council, Gibbs.
Yeah, lapage u blessings rubebala uti I Harare City Council itini itike bazama ukuthi balungise ongani kuyahlupa khona ngale ngoba abantu sebegcwele indawo zonke. So low kuthiwa ngo phase 1 ezimabhe phela bakuthanda into zama phase lezi. Phase 1, phase 2, phase whatever. Kusiya phambili. So khaya ngazani kuyaqhubekela phambili. Mr. Juru, so what is your take on what the council is doing and that order from the president who said people are actually making the city to look very filthy? So what's your take on that?
I think it has nothing to do with the chaos in the CBD, but this is just trade of political mileage by the ZANU-PF trying to gain political mileage. You know, it's not something new. It's something that we always speak towards. ZANU-PF always try to dismantle whatever groupings they see without their control. What they're going to do now is they're going to chase all the vendors on the streets. And the next step is they are going to re-register those vendors and make sure that they belong to them. So that's what we know. It's always happening, but they are disturbing people's lives. You know, people should pay fees, people need to buy food, people need to live, they need to pay rentals and what have you. But now you find that they want to gain political mileage by disturbing people's lives. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very bad.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Juru, the city of Harare is saying that the streets are now filthy. The president has also said the same thing. Don't you feel there is a need at least to decongest the CBD, as they are saying?
I think the thing they need to do is to fix the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take out the vendors from the streets, I mean, by force. What you need to do is to create employment. Once you create employment, I don't think there's anyone who wants to sell socks on the streets, yet there's job at Zimplat, yet there's job at Unyani Papers. What they need to do is to create employment first, mm-hmm. and then people will go for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about this Operation Restore Order that was launched by the city of Harare following a directive from President Robert Mugabe himself. Of course, going back to what the city of Harare says it is going to do to decongest the CBD, they are also targeting commuter omnibus operators, and they are saying defiant commuter omnibus operators who flout bylaws by picking and dropping off passengers at designated pickup points have caused chaos and mayhem in the city. Council is therefore going to enforce the use of holding bays designed to decongest the city. That's another phase, Gibbs.
Yes, about Chovala.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got some more people that are actually sending us messages from different parts of the world. One of them is Saidi Kaita from Tanzania. He's saying, I'm getting you very clearly from Tanzania. Then Brian Tabete says, can you guys call me right now? I think he left his number here, but he forgot to give us his country code.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is a South African number. We'll try to call you, Brian, wherever you are. Yes, so ke Baba Juru, nga kuti singa kloka nje. Anti isintu ya suha chasimin.
Bo.
So wena ubona wako, ubona nga zanimpilo ya bantu lava, asebe suswe, Harare CPT, baku ya ngapi?
Kuzoba nzima kakhulu and masika ngelele lento singaboni as isi indaba yase Harare kuphela le Harare baya testa kuphela ukuthi siyasebenza yini but basazoyenza zonke indawo sizobona la kobulawayo bazofika bayenza into eyifanayo so thina sithi kuhulumende ayeke abantu basisebenzele ngoba akula msebenzi eZimbabwe abantu bazophila ngani bayentshontsha yini baphumela ngaphandle kwelizwe yini bayenze njani ngoba ukuphila kwankona sokunzima ukuthi umuntu ayenze i-cross border uyabona ukuthi sokunemthetho bo SI 64 so abantu baphile njani.
Mm-hmm. So all what Mr. Juru is saying is that you know, people are making a decent living, mm-hmm. you know, out of this vending business, and what the government is doing is just to test the waters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are crossing a big river or even a small river, I know you have never crossed one, but suppose you have crossed one of those.
It's full of crocodiles, so I wouldn't dare.
So you use a stick or something, you know, just trying to navigate your way. So he says that's exactly what the government is doing. So they're starting from Harare, and they'll go as far as they can,
mm-hmm.
you know, to actually sweep around and make sure that there's nothing that goes on the streets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to our Facebook page and see what's happening there. We have Sifas Chigutsa. Arguti Takaguti Grai Tiripa Botswana tinotenda Sifas. Tina Gilson Madanire Chireva. Gilson Arguti, I missed you, Chris. When are you visiting me at Zaka Jerera de Keza? Then Chaga Nai Muande Arguti Gilson Chimbomir.
So they're looking
those
for
those are Mr. Gandhi's supporters, I think. Mr. Gandhi can hear it loud and clear that Gilson is missing him and he hopes he will visit Zaka Gibbs. Gaiti zogere zakare kuna vajuru. Asi vajuru, tukona uti akakasike kutanga pachitwa urongo wakadai paka mboitu kwa Operation Murambatsvina makore gumi nemavira apfura. gorera pera panenge pakamboitwa iyo operation yakadai yekutandarisana nevanotengesa mugwagwa asi zvinenge zvakakona nganga murapwa achida sei zvichinetsa
chinonetsa kana ndechekuti iyo vari kudzingirirwa vachona iye mupurisa wacho anenge achidzingirira mukadzi wake ari mune imwe streetwo ari kutengesa munoona mukoma Blessing zvinoitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari kutengesa vaya vaya vanotobvira pakuti ndivo vanotore even macross border ndivo vari kuenda vachinohodha zvinhu kunze kwenyika vauya votengesa kana kuti neimwe nzira futi vanonohodha vachizotengesa vachizotengesera vanotengesa mumigwagwa rinongori line rimwe chete so zvochituya kuzve pakuti maticha mapurisa angava ani macivil servants ese vari kuita cross border vaita cross border vari kuya vachitengesera vanhu vaivai saka izvi zvinongogutsa utungamiriri huripo bedzi hwezanup f asi vanhu vese zvinovatibatei saka zvinotokona nekuti izvoni ari kutumwa wachona anotoenda aine usimbi nekuti ndo kuri kudya nemukadzi wake ndo kuri kudya namainini vake saka havambofa vakabudirira panyaya yavo yavari kuita iyoyi
aiwa tinotenda tinenge tine mumwe muteereri ari kuti ndiyandi signatures ndivana
ndiignatius musemwa
ignatius muchemwa
musemwa
musemwa
ehe
okay mukoma ignatius tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
miduweka hurumende iyi ine utsinyi hwakaipa izvezvi tarirai munyika yedu yezimbabwe hakuna kana mabasa zvinhu zvakaoma makambani zvacho mashoma maviri matatu yayo ari kushanda haasi kubhadhara vashandi munhu wochitsvakawo handiti kuti oraramisa sei munhu mhuri yake handiti hurumende yoramba izvozvo saka vanhu vodii votonhonga svosve nemuromo uye ari kutotengesa ari nani zve akaipei handindo black empowerment yacho here vada kuti vanhu vadii ndiudzei chokwadi vada kuti vanhu vadii chokwadi hurumende yedu ine utsinyi zvakaoma kudai so vanoita zvemaoperesheni zvavo vada kuti vanhu vaite sei pakurarama vada kuti vanhu vadii chaizvoizvo
asi mukoma ignatius vanenge vari kuti ivo hatisi kuti musatengese asi tengeserai panzvimbo dzinenge dzakakodzera nekuti mudhorobha hamuchatsikiki
munhu dzakakodzera oraiti ndinotengesera kusango hakusviki vanhu vanotenga iko ndinotengesera kapanhu panoita panoungana vanhu vakawanda ndopo ndotengesera zvinhu zvangu zvitengweka ndingatengesera kumusango zvinobetsera sei hazviitiki
saka
dambudzikondinotengesera panzvimbo dzinowanda vanhu ukaziya ndokutoti zvinhu zvangu zvitengwe
saka dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei
izvi zvakasvingoda kungoti iyi hurumende iyikai ibve ndochokwadi ibve kungobva chaiko chaikoka ndosolution ndopanasiya chaio dokozika ramba iripo iyi takuona kuti zvongoramba zvakadero vanhu vezimbabwe vachingonhonga svosve nemuromo nokuti hapana chichachinja ka ivo vane utsinhi vanongoda kuti vagute chete vari voga kutambura kwemhuri yezimbabwe havanei nako kana havana kana tsisi vanhu ava mwoyo yavo yakasindimara yakaoma sedombo chaiko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma ignatius nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita basa akoma
tinotenda zvikuru that's ignatius there he's saying this government is very cruel and he's saying people are vending simply because there are no jobs, the economy is not performing well. And I asked him about the solution. He says the only solution is regime change, you know, otherwise this will continue. Gibbs.
So silo mlayezelo ovela kunkosana mkhungela Khumalo uti kugeneration yethu nxa sikhangele ngubani ongazange ahambe esikolo kungela kuthengisa amatomatisi phakathi. So uti it our generation and the one before it did not go to school ngokuthengiswa kwamatomatisi. So meaning that you know, there's been this issue on selling tomatoes and all those things. This has been happening for years. So he says, you know, kasifun bumbulu. So he doesn't like it at all. And then we've got another person. I think it's Brian. Brian is saying, guys, don't forget to call me. So I think Brian is waiting. So we'll try to give our producer the number. Kuzobuya lo munye kuthiwa uNcebecha. UNcebecha uthi, yeah, okusegcekeni lapha ukuthi siyabona ukuthi kunenge okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe kodwa kungani awuhambi ngemfanelo Then uJason Mandau says ababaphe imisebenzi nxa bebaxotsha abantu abasebenzelayo. So he's saying that if ever the government is removing these people blessing, it should give them jobs, you know. So we still remember that the government promised to generate about 2 point something million jobs, you know, during the elections in 2013. But people are still waiting for those jobs. In fact, it seems as if companies are closing every time.
Of course, this statement from Harare City Council ends by saying, Harare to achieve a world-class city status by 2025. We'll see about that. Todzoka kwa muri mkoma Dennis, tichitarsa iyo nyaya yiku tengesa mumi guagwa. Tirikuonawo kuti zvimwe zvanga zvakunyunyutwa nevamwe ndezvekuti vamwe vanhu vaakutogara pakati peguta racho nekuti dzimwe nguva vanenge vasasatokwanisa kuti vaende kumba. Chii chinokonzera kuti zvimbodaro mukoma Dennis?
Kutooma kweupenyu chaiko, kutooma kutopererwa. Hakuna, ndodaira kuti mukoma Blessing, hakuna munhu angade kunorara mutown kungofanana nestreet kids. Hakuna munhu angade kunotengesa mutauni iko kaga. Hazvinakidze zvese zviyazvi. Munhu wese anoshuvirawo kuti dai ndanosenza ndichisenza ndichitambira pay yangu ndichipihwawo pay slip. Kwete zvekuti vanhu vanoita generation isina kumboona kana pay slip. Generation isina kubvira yaona kana crane. Generation isina kubvira yamboona hutsi huchibuda muindustry. Zvakangooma. Of course, mutauni hamuna kumira mushe vanhu vari kutengesera pese pese, asi ngatisatsvaganei nevanhu vari kutengesera pese pese. Ngatitsvaganei nechakonzeresa kuti vanhu vatengesere pese pese. Kubvira tichikura ungave kuzvikoro isi takadzidza kuzvikoro zvekumamisha uku, paitova nanamai vaiva vachitengesa mafrizes, pane anamai vaiva vachitengesa maorange, pane anamai vaiva vachitengesa nzungu zvese. Kana even mudzimba dzematicha maitova nematakishopu aitengesa chingwa, aitengesa maswits. Hasizvo zvatanga iye zvino izvi. Saka hurumende ngaisazamhanya kuda kuvhunduka vhunduka kuda kuona utsvina hwavari kuona vazoona nhasi uhu. Pese apa vanga vari kupe vanga vasingapawo zvione here kuti ndo zviri kuitika mutaun. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanga vachizvinzwisisa kuti vanhu vari mutaun nekuda kwokuti upenyu hwakaoma. But nenyaya yekuti tatsadzana nemaelections, vaakuda kufadza vavanofadza kuti vanobvisa vanhu mumigwagwa. Hazvise zvakaseedza zvinhu zvetaipi iyoyo. Vanhu vana veZimbabwe vatambura nguva yakwana. Hurumende ngaimboregedzawo vanhu vambosununguka vaite zvavanokwanisa zvinoenderana nekuondomoka kwakaita upfumi hwenyika. Kana upfumi hwanaka, vanhu vese vachabuda mumugwagwa vega. Hapana munhu achamboudza munhu kuti buda mumugwagwa. Munhu achazvibudira ega asina amudza kuti buda mumugwagwa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Juru. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crackdown on vendors in Harare's CBD. This, of course, follows a directive from President Robert Mugabe that the city must be decongested. Gibbs.
But, Mr. Churu, do you agree with me that maybe, let me not say do you agree with me, do you think that the city is clean or it has been really roughed up by vendors?
No, I do agree that people are selling it at some points which are not designated for vending. I really understand, and the city is dead. But what I'm saying is, what is the cause of that? The government should revamp the economy. You know, this country needs a facelift. The country is dead. The government should accept that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe due to political dispute. There is a crisis in Zimbabwe. That's why even the president is reshuffling his cabinet. It's because he have identified that there's plenty of problems in the government. The government lacks the credibility. You know, there's nothing moving in the country. Everything is dead. You know, people are suffering. Zimbabweans are suffering. If you see them outside the country, they are suffering. You know, you can't even say I'm a Zimbabwean. If you know any other foreign language, you rather speak that language than being a Zimbabwean. You know, it's painful. And back home, you find that the government is terrorizing Zimbabweans. We are being terrorized by our own government.
Thank you very much, and stay on the lines. Loba Bundlovu, Loba Kumweni. Baba Ndlovu, nga uchwana njani?
Uchwana, Baba, uchwana njani?
Uchwana nga kulu, Ndlovu. Nga buka nkwana kuna po, Baba?
South Africa.
Ngikunjani, South Africa?
All right.
Yeah, we are Zola Putabo, also Kutuini. Utwake, Ukulumen, one, the coach of Antwist Dalatin, Babisana, the Arab Council. Kambe, we are up, Konkerok.
Nisalang of the kids, the inking of a corner, Mr. Dube. Oh, President, was as Babu, President Wed. Sabu saw Munton and his yam. Only now lose well. And le nto ayenza ayiqalanga manje kudala vele yenza ukuthi unenhliziyo embi lo baba akanalo uzwelo nabanye abantu angazi mhlambe efamilini yakhe unalo uzwelo ngoba uyabona ukuthi ilize vele lifila kunamsebenzi kodwa abantu mabezama ubhizi yabahlukumeza ngayo yonke indlela futhi ayibona lapho kuphela nabanye nje lakhe abantu ababuya nempahla ngaphandle uyenza the same thing. So into banga lokhu ukuthi vele nenhliziyo yembi lo baba.
Kodwa ke wena ngokubona kwakho baba Ndlovu, ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni eZimbabwe ngoba sibili abantu abaningi bayathengisa impahla. So nxa sebekhitshwa ke ezitaladini kolampo kumele bayenga.
Akukho la abazoya khona ngoba phela umuntu menenhliziyo yembi unenhliziyo yembi. Ayikho into ezoyenza kuye ngoba yena noma uyafa noma uyaphila noma uyahlupheka akanandaba nawe ngenxa yokuthi unenhliziyo yembi. Kodwa into engicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ingaba ngcono ngoba phela isikhathi sokususa izane embusweni vela sikafika akekho ngekwenze ukuthi izane ngasuke embusweni noma bengaba ama-opposition party ahlangane eyenze lokho abakwenzileyo ukuthi bayahlangana bazama ukususa izane embusweni akukhuluma nje kudlala lokho. Kodwa uma mhlambe singacela kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu engasizwela, bayenze i-Government of National Unity behlangane. Yabo, kube namanye ama-ministers azovela kwamanye ama-opposition party. Mhlawumbe kungaba ngcono, bengakwazi nabo ama-opposition party uma bekhuluma, bekwazi ukuthi bakhuluma ngelize nabo abalibusayo. Ngoba manje, yonke into abayikhulumayo bona bafuna ukubona ukuthi iZimbabwe nezanu usokolo ukuze umgaba ephume embusweni into engeke iziyenzeke leyo.
Kodwa ke phela ukuze kube le unity government kumele kukhulunyiswane kambe kungaqalisa ngabe kuyefika ngabe
iyo le ngisho ukuthi ngomusa kaNkulunkulu angazi ukuthi kungenzakala kanjani beqala ukukhuluma beyenze leyo nto ngoba kusisizana embusweni ngeke kuze kuyenzeke lokho. Angeke kuze kuyenzeke but okukhulumisana kuyenzeka mhlawumbe ke kungaba khona ezinye inkulumo ezingaba nozwelo uzwelo abantu baseZimbabwe mhlawumbe namazwe esazi engakhona ukuthi abuye azoyiveza ngoba lowo baba lo nenhliziyo embi uma ubali kubheka nje zonke izinto ezenzileyo ngoba ezinye izinto ama-ministers wakhe noma esenzakala amaphutha angeke beze bemkhuzi ngoba vele bayesaba ukubulawa kunini abantu besifa lapho.
Hayi
siyakuzwa ukubulawa akekho umuntu ongayilamula owezongene chilo ukuthi ufuna kwenzakale lokho vele kuzenzakala akekho umuntu ongayilamula.
Hawu bonike Ndlovu siyabonga kakhulu ungathola kusasa baba.
Okay siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So that is Mr. Ndlovu is saying that you know it's impossible to remove ZANU-PF from power. So he says people are just wasting time in terms of elections and all those kind of things and he believes that the president is not a good-hearted person. He just does anything willy-nilly. So he says the best option out of all this is another GNU. Says if ever these guys start talking, maybe people can actually have a better life than whatever they're experiencing right now.
I think we have our second guest, Mr. Michael Ndiweni Gibbs.
Mr. Ndiweni, uchona njani mfowethu?
Uchona Gibbs, uchona njani?
Uchona kahle sibili. So tell us, Mr. Ndiweni, in Bulawayo, what is happening in terms of vendors? Has the council started removing them in conjunction with the police?
I will say yes to some extent. Kangaria kulu wuno Bengula Street upon lo 6th Avenue. There's been presence of police. There are trucks have been stationed there. But we have not seen the running parties with the vendors. But I just got a message because I was out. I just got a message about 2 hours ago that there was something around that Eluveve. I had an about to do, but namsha I did not see much. But yesterday we took a tour around the city. The people were saying, "Amapo City Council came and that was sugar number 7 zero corn." So I would say, to some extent, yes, there is an effort to clear the street or to remove the vendors from the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Mr. Ndiweni, somebody was saying that at least there's some form of sanity in Bulawayo compared to Harare. Is that so?
Yes. There's a bit of order in Bulawayo. I think it's the result from Bulawayo City Council's action to try and engage with the vendor associations and try to find spaces for them to do their business. There's been an effort from Bulawayo City Council to bring some order by dialogue. So I would say, yes, there is a bit of order in Bulawayo in terms of having spaces for vendors to do their business. So I would say I would credit Bulawayo City Council for doing that. But not to say that we are not worried about their current crackdown, like I was saying. Uti Eluveve and also some parts of the CBD yesterday, they were, when I was city council, I mean, municipal police moving around, confiscating the goods and chasing the vendors away. So it's kind of a cash situation where the city council tries to engage, at the same time also tries to chase the vendors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni. Do stay on the line. Gibbs?
We've got some messages that are coming in right now from different people, and one of them is Tinos Kwarumba, who says, yeah, we are seeing things happening in Zimbabwe. And then Mai Trevor writes, let all the companies be open in Zimbabwe so that people can have jobs. Then Tafaz Zwabanyanya says, please call me. I'm in Botswana. My name is Tafatswa. So he wants us to call him. He's in Cameroon, right? So he says, I will even share views that will shock people. So maybe I'll go to call and find out what the views are. Then Masas Kangela, let's go to Mr. Churu. So Mr. Churu, this thing of removing vendors from streets has been going on for years. So why has it been going on for years like this, you know, without a solution being found?
Yeah, I can say vendors are like seeds. If you bury them, they germinate. So I don't think the government can afford to safeguard the roads from vendors. The government can't safeguard the streets of Harare from vendors because they will always germinate. So this thing will never work. They'll always try, but it will never work.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because you are a vendor, I'm a vendor. They are vendors too. Everyone is a vendor in Zimbabwe because there's no employment.
Mm-hmm. There you are.
Now, let's go back to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, I think one problem is there seem to be no meaningful engagement at all between the vendors and city councils and sometimes the Minister of Local Government. What is it like in Bulawayo? Are you regularly meeting to map the way forward?
Yeah. I think I must say this, that what is happening right now, it is our view as our vendors that it is a violation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Because the government is a duty to create opportunities for citizens. If you check Section 24 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, says that the government and these agencies must create opportunities for people to work and earn a decent living. And seemingly our government has failed. If you look in Bulawayo, the industry has closed. There are no jobs. So people have no other option whatsoever but to go to the student and start vending. And I can assure you, Blessing, that they may try to chase the vendors from the streets, mm-hmm. but they will not win. Mm-hmm. Because they are not there because they want to. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Because they are not there because it is their choice. Mm-hmm. But it is the circumstances that they are actually undergoing currently that are forcing them to go to the streets. So it is not a matter of having a police officer in the street holding a baton stick and a gun, but it is a matter of someone taking a living from the street. Mm-hmm. And people right now are eating the grass because that is what is available. There is no other way, other means whatsoever. In my view, this so-called crackdown is not sustainable. The government has no capacity whatsoever to keep the police in the street.
Mm-hmm.
I lack capacity. And they have not just said that among Guti, I want to leave the street. People will leave the streets if jobs are created.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, truly, Abandi, I'm a vendor, so problem. They don't know the problem. Someone has to take responsibility that they failed to provide opportunities for citizens of Zimbabwe. And as a result, people are going to the street. And if you go to the street, it's not only women and men. It is even children who are vending. Abandi, kids, they are selling. Because Bible children can't go to school fees, which are 7. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go and sell eggs. They have to go and sell sweets. So they get something to live on. So it is not an issue of that people are doing this by choice or what. It is because there are no jobs. And we know that there are no jobs. You understand? So in Bulawayo, whether they will chase them, they will try to beat them up, what? But people will go and trade because it is their only way of life now. Unless the industry is opened or unless the government comes up with meaningful empowerment programs that will maybe create, make people create their own jobs. But that has not happened. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Andiweni. Mm-hmm. I think we have another caller. Tinamkoma Donald Magadi.
Ndinofara mukoma Blessing makadiko.
Aiwa tinofara ndimukoma Donald wedu chaiwa.
Don.
Aiwa mukoma Gizi muri teka mukoma Gizi.
Ai ndiripo ai nhasi chona ndichaisona simnandi.
Ndinofara.
Right. Tiburona sei mukoma Donald nyari mudarirei.
Ah zvinoshamisa mukoma Blessing nyaya zviri kuitika kumusha zvinoshamisa pakuti mutungamiri wedu andaso kuti handizvi kuti chicha kuda kugura kwa daro asi chero vasati vakwegura hawo zvakanyanya ndezvaingova munhu achanga asina hanya navanhu kubva kare
sei muchida
abine dirishako yavakaita yekai haina kana nebasa rese handimboni kana hakana chavakaita hapana nokuti vari kuchinja chinja zvinhu zvichiita wese hapana kana even zvichati zvachinjiwa zvazvingova wese handisi kuziva kuti maministri avo ndova nekabhineti nyika Zimbabwe ndimunga ndonyika ine kabhineti inei nemaminista akawanda asiasina kana basa rari kuita rinobetsera vanhu rinoonekwa nyika dzitori nemari chadzo chadzo hadzitomborina maminista akawanda saizvozvo ikozvino ministri rinokiretwa isaya bhajetiri fowat kose takawana pemanendi sekretari principal director mabasa anenge achibhadhagwa nemari dzingaiti dzemari dzepamusorosoro vanhu vanenge achingopanana zvidzo havo kuti vazeiwo havo vanhu vachitambura ikozvino vari kutika vanhu ngavabude mumasiri tiri kuita kuti vanhu vapinde mumasiri vanitengesa chii makambani akavhara mukoma Blessing vanazi mukaenda kukwekwekaka vana zisco zimasco sebo chemicals vana foni globen fonis makambani ese wawo akavhara muri kuona ei guru kunzi ari kuziri kuoparata makambani iwawo achishanda mukoma maizoona here munhu achitengesa airtime kana kuti kudi inhamo iyo asi kuti ikozvino vaakuona sekuti vanhu vaarotambura ende zvaakufanira zvaita sekuti yavo muramasina wekuti vanhu vaite vashoma mutaundi vagorejesta vashoma vacho vanenge varejesta ivavo vagoshiya wa futi mukana wekuti wokuvhota mapolling station havo mashoma chaizvozvo kuda kutodzinga vanhuko ii ndo torimwe murambasini yatakatarisana nayo asi zvinongoshamisa kuti hurumende yedu ichine basa nevanhu here kana kuti
ko zvimwe kazvo vari kutaura mukoma Donald kuti zvikaramba zvakadai panogona kutanga kupararira kazvirwere muguta umu.
Hongu zvigwere zvingadara kana nyika yakanaka makanzuro anenge achishanda zvakanaka. Zvinoita kuti zvigwere zviparare ndechekuti makanzuro anenge asina vashandi vakakwana. Iyo kanzuro pachayo inenge isina zvakakwana zvekushandisa, like mvura asisi nemvura inenge iri shoma. Inenge ichingodzokera kuti nyika isina kumira zvakanaka. Maproblems ese awati tingomaona ari result yenyika isina kutonga kwakanaka. Kanzuro kana yakangoni kana nyika ichitongwa zvakanaka, kanzuro inogonawo vashandi vari vakakwana. Maservices anenge achiprovide ari achiindira nevagari. Izvo kuzoti zvigwere izvo zvatova zvezvo kuti kanzuro pane pasina vashandi nekuti hainawo mari. Vanongwanisa kutaiotenditisheni pane pasina zvatinozvakadaro izvozvo. Saka kanzuro ikatadza kuprovida iri nhamo iyi nhamo irizauti yenyika yekutondika zvakashata.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Asi ndinongokurudzira hangu vechidoko kuti kana patinonovhota tivhote tichoziva kutoti patinovhotera pacho panozotipa raisi rakanaka here ramangwana nevana vedu here kana kuti zvinongotipa kuti tife tijamukusha usina mafuta.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald, muve neweekend yakanaka.
Ya ndokwazira vateereri vese vestudio 7 vananhamugoma nhamogoronga kunanavamhuka vose vakangosiyana siyana vanotiziva.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That there is Donald Mamboma. I didn't follow of this program, but basically what he is saying is that all the chaos in the city is caused by Mr. Mugabe's misrule, and he says whatever they are trying to do, that's not the solution. The solution is making sure that they revive the economy.
Mr. Juru, do you see the government reviving the economy anytime soon?
I don't think so, because the government doesn't have capacity. This current government doesn't have capacity to do that. If they could do that, they could have done it long back ago, not anytime soon, because they don't have anything new to offer. They have nothing new to offer. If you look at the cabinet reshuffle, it's just the issue of using Wayne Rooney playing defense, and alongside Diego Costa, and then you find that Courtois is now the gunman. That's what we are seeing here.
maybe you know, Mr. Juru, there's that Zim asset. Maybe they're going to revive it.
I mean, when did they start Zim asset? Which goals did they achieve? We see nothing. There's nothing. They achieved nothing from Zuma asset.
Or maybe they
were
still...
I don't know. If you saw something, you can tell me.
Or maybe they will still remember that there was that program. You still remember when they were putting money in different kind of, places where they would say, this is a community share ownership trust, this is whatever. Maybe they will still remember that they... Yeah, those programs as well to revive the economy. Don't you think so?
It will never work because, I mean, we have experience with that. I'm from Mondorongezi. There was community share trust. Where's the money? Where's the 10 million? Not even a single roof that was laid from that money. I mean, not even a single school was renovated. Nothing happened. Roads are still like that. But simply to release the money. So it will never work. What is needed is fresh minds, not recycling, I mean, same minds.
Let's go to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni?
I think the council should not be used by the government. The government is going to use the council, and after they mess up everything, they're going to say it is the council. And also, I advise all vendors' organizations to unite for a purpose. They should have a strong meeting and come up with strong resolutions. Because we can see that, you know, when we have voter registration, that's when the government starts deciding people, you know, such things. And also the government, you see, this ZANU-PF government is afraid that there might be uprise in town due to that congestion. If there's any call, people might end up uprising against the government.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the things, I mean, which the government is trying to avoid.
Yes, I was a cool, yes. Tatuba was a cool and Kuramanje, eh, one of the cool and one love.
Yeah, good love. Yeah,
good and love.
I not see Baba.
You have one corner on love.
You said that off your upper emigros.
Oh, yeah. I would you would tea. Utaba always says Bapu ulubona njani.
Yabona utaba lo baba luzima kakhulu. Lisiza ubuhlungu obunzima atho ukudlala mhlonishwa. Imisebenzi ayikho, abakhampani avaliwe, abantu basobona, akula kudla, akula school fees, akula lutho, akulani. Yabona ithukweni. Umgabe ungubaba waliyana ilizwe. Kufanele ukuthi evumele abantu beZimbabwe bedayise esitradini bethole imali yokudla yokuphila e-school fees. Kodwa umoya omubi anawo engiyeke eze uvumele lokuya. Mina nginathi eSouth Africa ngilezitendi eziyi-6 ezokudayisa impahla esiyedayisa imbhida ezinye amatamatisi angaze ngizifitshe umuntu elizweni elingasola kithi. Kodwa elizweni lakithi labo fanele kweza khona khonoku kulokunzima angivunyelwa ngithatha njengenza njengenyamazana ekwento ekhona mhlonitsho umoya womuntu onzima fana esingawaziyo ukuthi singawuchaza ngayiphi indlela esouth africa lapha abantu amavendi amaningi ngama-foreigners Nigeria, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe ibona abantu abadayisa impahla lokudla la. AbeNigeria bathatha ukudla kweNigeria bazokudayisa la. AbeMalawi imbhida yeMalawi, izimba zeMalawi, ukudla kweMalawi bawudayisa la. Akuna muntu obagibelayo olwa labo obafakela imigomo but baphila ngcono. Size kule yokuvota le mhlonishwa le. Yabona izima kakhulu indaba yokuvota. Abantu beZimbabwe singaze yokufika ngobuningi bonke bevota elizweni leliyana. Bengeke iZanu PF ikhiphe embusweni. Ngokuvota ingadliwa iZanu. Kodwa liqembu elibi elisebenzisa ukuriga. Yakwenze khona. Ungabheka manje ukukhala ngokuthi khona ukuyaredesa. Abantu abatshelwayo, abaningi abakwazi, abaningi bajika. Bona ukuredesa esayidini labo, abalandaba lapha. Ngabayazi ukuthi abantu redi sebatholile ngokuriga. Yakwenze khona. So ivoti impela elizweni leliyana. Mina la manje ibuye ngisebenza mhlonishwa. Hayi. Ngiwabona inhlelo zabo zonke zokuthi bazowina kanjani. Sebezenze kudala. Yakwenze khona.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Kunzima impela amagama abi. Kunzima elizweni leliyana.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu sibili lokuthi uzibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi uyathengisa. Kule South Africa kodwa ungeke kwakwenza kwele Zimbabwe. Ungathina kusasa uphenduke futhi kuhlelo lolu baba kuze sihlale sikhuluma indaba ezinje.
Nami ngiyabonga mpela ucela ngizama kodwa hheyi kunzima ukungena kodwa ngiyabonga ngiyadla ukuthi ngizangena namhlanje lapha.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke uNkululeko Ndlovu.
Mpela uhlelo lwenu lusifundisa into eziningi sizwa into eziningi leziqathileyo esingazizwayo fanele sizizwe. Sinedwa into yomsakazo.
Hayi sibongele kakhulu ungathina kusasa baba. So that is Mr. Nkululeko Ndlovu, very emotional. You know, he says it's unfortunate that what is happening in Zimbabwe is a situation where citizens are denied their rights. Right now in South Africa, he's selling a lot of goods and he's selling a lot of things like tomatoes, onions, and all those kind of things. But back in his own country, he can't be allowed to actually sell those things. So he says this is very painful and people have suffered for a long time. And whenever they try to, you know, to go for the vote, it's rigged, according to him. That's an allegation, of course. And then he says, registering to vote is a total waste of time. Because people know the outcome of the election. Even if they vote, he claims that ZANU-PF is going to rig the elections. So he's a very sad guy. And he says, but anyway, thank you for coming today on the show. Because he says he's been trying all the time. So today, he came and said what he said. And thank you so much, Mr. Nkululeko, if you are listening to me in South Africa there.
Of course, phones can be a bit problematic, but just keep trying. It's Nkululeko's day today. Let's go back to Mr. Ndiwene. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line, good.
Yes. Now, Mr. Ndiwene, another problem that is also arising, according to this statement by the Harare City Council, they are also saying that it is good. They understand that people are vending in the streets of Harare. But the other problem is that they are also taking business from other retailers who are also paying taxes. You know, people selling clothes and all that. And this might actually end up affecting government revenue. What's your response to that?
Well, they're saying that they want to protect a few retailers at the expense of the majority. I mean, it's very upset. I mean, it's upset. That's all I can say. Because, like I said, it's no longer about the retailer, it's supposed to be said, but it's about... And if I may ask, how many are those retailers that are paying tax to government? How many are they? And for me, I think the local government, the Harare City Council, must sit down and find a way. Because, you know the problem with some of these sentiments is that people think that vendors can be taken and be crowded somewhere in the outskirts and the margins of the city center, and they have to sell there. And no one will walk from wherever they work to go and buy tomatoes from the vendors, where they'll be moved to. So vendors go to where there is, I'll say, traffic, where there is activity. That's where they then ambush for clients, right? So if a resident thinks that I'm not sure how many million of Harare citizens, I mean millions are Harare citizens. If they are saying that a few retailers are more important than over 1.5 million or 2 million residents in Harare, it doesn't make sense. But for me, I think we need to engage and dialogue with the Harare City Council. If I say we, I mean our association that are based in Harare. They need to sit down and talk. Harare must call VSET, among others, NAVUS and the like. Sit down and discuss and find a mutual beneficial solution. But I can assure you that the chasing of vendors from the streets by the police will not work. Will not work as long as the industries are still closed. Let's not forget. People will be beaten up, like I said, but it will not stop vendors from looking for money. There is no other way. There is no other way whatsoever. And that should be known. Even the radicals, if they're listening right now, they must know that they're not going to solve the vendors issue as long as the same are closed.
Of course, this is also what the city council is saying. The Harare City Council, in their statement from its acting town clerk, they are saying the city has previously registered over 30,000 vendors against a huge demand. Some of the registered vendors have since abandoned their sites. Therefore, all registered vendors who have electronic cards are directed to return to the allocated sites. Not all vendors can be accommodated in the CBD. Others will be accommodated elsewhere in other districts. Those allocated space for weekend flea markets should start operations every Saturday after 1 p.m. and are directed to remove their wares and clean up their areas by 5 p.m. every Sunday. Can this be a solution, Mr. Juru? Mr. Juru?
Hello.
Yes, can this be the solution? They are saying they registered 30,000, and they are saying that there are some who the so-called flea market operators can come in at 1 and be done by 5 p.m.
You know what? You were breaking. I couldn't hear you, so it's better you start again.
Okay, I was saying that the Harare City Council was saying that it allocated space for weekend flea markets that should be open that should operate from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Sunday. Can this work?
It can't work because, you know, you can't schedule hunger. When people are hungry, they can't sell weekends only. And that strategy, it's an old fashion strategy. This strategy was used when people were still going to work. But it was known that people are free weekends, they are doing shopping and what is you. But now, from Monday to Sunday, it's weekend. So it will not work.
Gibbs.
Now we've got some messages that are coming in. We've got Sonke Ndlovu again. He says, nobody wants to sell on the streets as a first priority, but it's desperation that leads people to sell even until 1 a.m. We have bills to pay. Unfortunately, not everybody can borrow from the state coffers, like some people who we can't name for certain reasons. We are aware that this problem is being created so that just before elections, the powers that be will stage a quote-unquote, what he calls, a solution to this problem in order to make sure that votes go towards them. We are watching very closely. Then we've got a message from Tabang Makwatinare. He says, it's not about cleanliness of towns, but fear that people will influence each other and vote against Mr. Mugabe as they interact closely. Then we've got another message from Zangelo Ndlovu. Uzangelo uti uhulumende avule amathuba emisebenzi before engakakhiphi abantu emgwaqweni. Ye, siyabona lo sikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi mfonelani, siyabona kule phone yakhe lapha seyifakile. So silobani ke.
Tine mwe muterera ndavanyatsobata asita rake. Makadi.
Tiripo makadi mkoma vule.
Tiripo ndimkomana.
Mofu
makadi.
Tiri nani ndiri ku Harare.
Tipewo fungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi mkoma mofu nguva yedu inenge yadyanana.
Zvedzanditange muchiti pakatanga vakuru vakuru veda kutendera mukati mezvimwe nyika vakaa vachiti kwanzi tangai kutengesa mumastriti nokuti iko nyika yedu inenge ine nhamo ezvezvo vakudzinga vanhu mumastriti
vakadaro rini kutitengesaii
kune nyaya yatati kutevera tichinzwa kuti iko kune zvimuchina chakauya chokurejesa vanhu kuvhota havana guta havana mbokwanisa kuvhurirwa kuti vachione kuti vanhu vakatanga kurejestwa vanhu vandevati vacho vakatanga kuintrodusiwa na purezidenti michina yakushanda asi unaa kuti kune mune vamwe vanhu vanika vakatorejestwa apa havasi kuda kumbotaura kuti iko muchina uvhurwe vaitetiwo vanhu veopposition
sakaainototinyeta saka dambudziko iri revari kutengesa mugwagwa vamhofu riri mugango iri pangagadziriswa sei
dambudziko romustritini hapana kuvanhu vanitotengesa pane vanhu kana vasingatengesi pane vanhu vanigonitengesera kutanga kupi kune munhu munhu angatenga ari kukokokora here kuiyanisapos kuti atenge aitoo mustriti achibva pabasa rake achinda kukumba kwake
ndo zviri kunzikako zvinozogona kupedzira zvoti zvirwere zvakaita sana cholera natyphoid zvidzoke
zvirwere zvaakuna nezve zvirwere nongove tikitai kungodzanyirira nokuti vanofunga kuti vanhu vakutengesa vakawanda ndeveopposition
haiwa tinotenda zvivo
vanoivo vanhu vavo vane mukana wotopota vachipuwa tumarimari vachiita zvimwe zvavanoita vachirarama asi veopposition vasina kwavanosenza vasina kwavanowana sokurarama vari kungotambura ndozvavanoda vachifarira zvokuti vatonge vanhu vanotambura
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mhofu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda mkoma bule
tinotenda zvikuru mhofu there is saying that trying to decongest the city as they are doing now, this operation will not work. And he's saying it appears they are just targeting the vendors because they suspect they support opposition parties. Gibbs.
Your last word, Mr. Ndweni, just a few seconds. Just your last word.
Yes. My challenge to the government is let them create jobs and see where the vendors are in the streets. That's my challenge.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. That's Mr. Michael Ndweni from the city of Kings and Queens, Bulawayo. And we also want to take this opportunity to thank our other guest, Dennis Juru. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who managed to call, and of course, our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Thank you so much. And have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.